I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, June 3rd. A three-alarm fire heavily damaged a single-family home in Quincy this morning. The flames broke out in the two-story house at 21 Harrison Street in Quincy Point just after 5:30 a.m. Firefighters were met with heavy smoke and flames coming from the second floor of the home. The fire quickly engulfed the entire building. All the occupants escaped safely, and the state fire marshal will be called in to investigate the blaze. City records indicate the home is owned by Ronald Bonvie. School buses in Quincy are now equipped with cameras designed to take pictures of drivers who fail to stop when students are getting on or off the bus. The new school bus stop arm safety program began this week. The technology captures video evidence when a driver fails to stop for a school bus with its red lights flashing and stop arm extended. Incidents will be reviewed by the Quincy Police Department, and if approved, a notice of violation will be mailed to the registered vehicle owner. Warning notices will be sent out with no fine for the next 30 days, and then full enforcement will begin on July 1st. Officials say the new system is aimed at increasing safety for students and making roads safer. Massachusetts sheriffs are overspending despite being underfunded, creating a chaotic budgeting process that needs to change. It's according to a new report from the Office of the Inspector General. The legislature had asked for an investigation after repeatedly funding sheriffs in supplemental budgets after they'd run out of cash. Last fiscal year, sheriffs ran a $110 million budget deficit, the highest ever, according to the report. The report also shows that budget issues are driven by a lack of understanding about the role of sheriffs, the use of private bank accounts, the use of payroll funds for other spending categories, lack of general oversight, and questionable spending on travel and reimbursements. The 14 sheriff's offices across Massachusetts have taken on far more than just housing and transporting inmates, according to the report. It ties a lot of the overspending to sheriffs performing other law enforcement jobs that should be left to police. The report showed 120 private bank accounts outside of the Massachusetts treasurer and comptroller, making the funds hard to track. Expenses charged to state credit cards, called P cards, included charges for coffee, snacks, and subscription services. Sheriffs had previously attributed spending issues to the price of medication-assisted treatment and no-cost prison calls, but the report states those programs are only a fraction of the problem. Massachusetts lawmakers considering a measure that would allow cities and towns to temporarily extend bar and restaurant hours during the summertime as the state prepares to host FIFA World Cup matches and celebrations marking the nation's 250th anniversary. The legislation, filed by State Representative Carol Fiola, would allow licensed establishments to sell alcohol 1 hour later than their normal closing time, up to 3 a.m., between June 1st and August 31st. The bill would also allow communities to establish designated public consumption districts where alcohol could be consumed in approved public spaces. In a press release announcing the bill, Fiola says the summer's threefold events lineup, the World Cup, Tall Ships, and July 4th, is an economically significant moment that the state should take advantage of. Proposal has received support from Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, most recently Governor Healey, who submitted written testimony Monday to the Joint Committee on Economic Development and Emerging Technologies, urging lawmakers to advance the measure. Governor argued that the added flexibility could help local economies benefit from an influx of visitors. She also urged lawmakers to move the legislation forward, saying it will help Massachusetts meet the full economic and cultural opportunities for the summer ahead. The bill remains before the Joint Committee on Economic Development and Emerging Technologies, and a final version would require approval from both the House and Senate before reaching the governor's desk. Massachusetts House and Senate negotiators agreeing yesterday on a $1.56 billion spending package that strikes a middle ground on the distribution of the income surtax funds for education and transportation and adopts the House approach to mitigating the fiscal impacts of recent federal tax changes. The compromise includes $10 million for World Cup funding, a House priority, on top of another $10 million the legislature previously allocated. Negotiators also resolve one of the biggest policy disputes between the branches by linking implementation of certain federal tax code changes to the outcome of a November ballot question that would reduce the state's income tax rate from 5 to 4%. Of the surtax-funded spending, $794 million would support transportation initiatives and $558 million would fund education programs. That represents a roughly 59-41 split. The House passed bill had directed $885 million to transportation and $417 million to education, and the Senate version proposed $753 million for transportation and $591 million for education. Nearly 251 years after the Battle of Bunker Hill, archaeologists are searching beneath Charlestown's Breed's Hill for new clues about one of the most significant sites of the American Revolution. The excavation is focused on locating and learning more about the earthen fortification known as the Redoubt, which colonial soldiers hastily hand-constructed overnight leading up to the June 17, 1775 battle. Right now, crews are digging two different trenches identified through ground radar as potential locations of where the redoubt once stood. The project marks one of the first archaeological surveys conducted on that portion of Breed's Hill. The crew consists of the City of Boston Archaeology Program and several military veterans with the organization American Veterans Archaeological Recovery. The Pennsylvania-based group was started to help veterans transition into civilian life and find careers in archaeology. Much of their work is focused on historic battlegrounds and national parks. Just 2 days into the two-week-long dig, and archaeologists say they've already uncovered several notable artifacts. Among the finds are a 400-year-old stone tool believed to have been used by a member of the Massachusetts tribe, a fragment of a 19th-century Victorian doll, and a mysterious key, although the most significant discovery so far may be a gun flint connected to the Revolutionary War battle itself. The excavation's expected to continue for 2 weeks as researchers search for additional evidence of the redoubt and the people who lived, fought, and worked on the hill over centuries of history. Well, the 43rd annual Jimmy Fund Scooper Bowl got underway yesterday, debuting a new location in Boston's Seaport, while the FIFA World Cup festivities take over its usual space at City Hall Plaza. A 3-day event allows participants to enjoy all-they-can-eat ice cream from fan-favorite brands, live entertainment, bands, games, and more. All the proceeds go to supporting cancer research and care at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Red Sox World Series champion Brock Holt and NESN anchor Tom Caron are this year's Jimmy Fund co-chairs. Kicked off the event with a ceremonial first scoop, Holt said participating in events such as this one are a huge help to those battling cancer. In addition to the traditional Scooper Bowl, ice cream lovers who are 21 and older can purchase a scoop and sip pass on site each night from 4 to 8 p.m. They'll receive two drink tickets, good for beer and wine, from local vendors. The Scooper Bowl runs through June 4th. Check out business news. This morning, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 228 points. The NASDAQ rose 7. The S&P is up 9. Asian stocks were higher. The dollar rose. The euro fell. Oil at $98 a barrel. Sports. The Orioles beat the Red Sox at Fenway last night, 4-2. The series continues tonight at 6:45. The National Weather Service forecast for today, sunny and a high of 81 degrees. Tonight, clear. The low of 58. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 88. Friday, partly sunny, hot, high 90. And cloudy on Saturday, again a high near 90 degrees. The marine forecast calling for 1 to 2 foot waves, west winds at 5 knots, become southeast later today, high tide 2:15 p.m. Sunrise 5:08, sets at 8:15. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, June 3rd.